things as they really are. But if I told the truth and nothing but the truth, could I ever be a star? Nobody knows who's real and who's faking. Everyone's shouting out loud. It's only the glitter and shine that gets through. Where's my Robin Hood outfit? Well, I've come and I've gone before your winking eye. No one even cared enough to say goodbye. The money's good and the times you have fun and games galore, but you spend your money and you lie in bed forgotten and wonder what you did it for. No one came for miles around and said, man, who's he? Ha. Classic, classic Deep Purple from Fireball. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just watching the European Track and Field Championships while I'm doing my radio show. I'm multitasking. No One Came actually ended up being a basis of one of my own tracks called Black Rain. I really got into that. Anyway, that's a one track from Fireball. You heard also No, 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 Fools, Anyone's Daughter, and we started off with Demon's Eye. Now, Fireball, 1971. Right, we're going to jump now to 1988. I think that says 88. We're going to go live. I think this was recorded at Nebworth. And, things were starting to unravel with the band. If you ever watched any of the videos that were out around this time when this band, when the band reformed at that point. Let's a little bit more of a history. So when I was in high school, Richie Blackmore had already left Deep Purple, right? And that was the Mark III version with Debbie Coverdale and Glenn Hughes. So he had gone on to form Rainbow. Fine. Okay, good. All right, so that's understandable. But Tommy Bolin was brought in to replace Richie Blackmore. They played the very, very last gig, that Mark IV version of Deep Purple at Liverpool Empire in March 1976. Now, some of the people I know I went to school with saw that gig, went to that gig, a little bit older than me. I went to see my very first gig live at the Liverpool Empire September the 3rd, 1976. It was Richie Blackmore's Rainbow with Ronnie James Dio, Tony Carey, Jimmy Bain and Cozy Powell. So it was the classic lineup of Rainbow Rising. And of course I was, you know, a young teenager, very impressed with, you know, guitars and rainbows and Ronnie James Dio drum solos and all that kind of thing. And so £1.75. I still have my ticket stub from that. So anyway, that was the first gig I ever saw. So, of course, I've seen Deep Purple. I saw them with Thin Lizzy back in 2002, I think it was. That was the John Sykes version of Thin Lizzy. And I haven't seen them since. So this this is like, you know, almost well over 20 years later. I'm going to be seeing them September 2nd in Abbotsford here, which is a bit of a trek from Vancouver. Although, I mean, if the traffic was fine, it would be fine, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we're going to play from the album Nobody's Perfect. And we're going to play CD1. We should be able to get it all in for the next just over an hour. I'm going to start off with a classic. And yeah, and then we're going to play some stuff from they're going to play some stuff from the 80s version of Deep Purple. So we're going to leave you with that, and then let's keep on rocking. This is, of course, Highway Star, which was the first track on the CD. I hope you enjoy it. You are listening to Transatlantic Express Radio on the House of Brog and on CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada.
was like a fancy. I know this one. Here's one. It's all about, it's an anti-hard drug song. It's called Dead or Alive, this one. Thank you.
untold crimes. They used to asphyxiate people with a bunch of cohorts. It's named after him. In fact, the song's called Perfect Stranglers. Hang on.